Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are in Masechta Trumas. We are in Perek Gimel, Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. B'Amed Dvar Mamurim. Yesterday we said that if I have a partnership, one person can designate the truma for the other according to some of the Mefarshim, the Chachamim in this case. When were they? Where B'Amed Dvar Mamurim? Where did they set up this situation? That's b'shalo dibur, that's assuming where they didn't get explicit permission. Avol hirsha has been beso es avdo es shuvchasa litrom trumaso truma. If a person does give specific permission for somebody within his home to separate the truma, the fact that they went ahead and did so, certainly if they did so, if he did it for his partner, he gave the permissions, and then what his partner does is for sure going to be considered truma. Bitel, what if he went ahead and nullified his authorization? He says, I changed my mind. So imad shalot taram bitel ain't trumaso truma. If he was mevatel, if he nullified the process beforehand, so then the truma designation is not going to be a truma. V'misha taram batel bitel trumaso truma. But what if he say took back his permission after the truma was designated? So at the time he designated the truma, it was already with permission, and the truma is going to be considered a good truma. Hapoalim ein lahem rishus litrom. Generally speaking, day laborers, it's not assumed that they have permission to go ahead and separate truma. We don't assume that since I hired them, I'm also giving them permission. Chutz min adorachos, except, excuse me, for a situation where I hire somebody to go ahead and press the grapes. Because when I hire somebody to press grapes, they're allowed to separate my trumos and maestros, even if I didn't specifically authorize them to do so. In that situation, shei metamenes agas miyad. The reason why we do that is because they convey tumah to the vet. In other words, the Mishnah says they should set aside as soon as a little bit of liquid comes out, rather than wait until everything's pressed, because as soon as that little bit of liquid comes out, the owner, who's most likely not the most versed in separating trumos and maestros, is likely to touch the wine and make it tameh. And so therefore, he doesn't want to make the truma into a bad truma, and so therefore it's better that his workers be able to take care of that for him. Now, ha'omer trumas krizek ko besocho, umasrosa besocho, if a person says, the truma of the pile is designated within the pile, or the maestros are designated within the pile, or trumas maestros e besocho, or he says the trumas maestro is inside, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Karashem he established and designated this stuff. The fact that you just said that it's inside of it doesn't designate anything. You have to designate a location. Rabbi Lazar Chisma Omer, HaOmer Trumas Kri Mimenu Alav, if a person says that the truma for the pile from it is on it, Karashem, that's called calling it, designating it. Rabbi Ezra ben Yaakov Omer, Omer Isar, Meiser Ze Asi, Trumas Meiser Alav. If a person says a tenth of the Meiser Rishon is Trumas Meiser, so what happens? Karashem, he went ahead and designated the name for the Meiser over there. Again, the question is how much designation is required, and here we have all the different opinions. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day and a wonderful Shabbos.